Radio 680 WCPM.
It's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big-box chaos, and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours. Hi, Kim Klasick. Here. What separates AES Builders and Home Improvement from other builders is simple. The rooms they create become the places where life happens. Memories are made, families gather, and dreams come to fruition. Sean and Steven, who worked alongside Tim Munson, Sean's dad, for 15 years, keeping it in the family. They are carrying forward the AES legacy while bringing in a modern design perspective that will truly amaze you. AES doesn't just build rooms. They build spaces that feel like home. Call AES Builders at 410-574-4400 or visit aeshome.us.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. Welcome to All About Real Estate. Gosh, here we are already, March 1st, brand new month, clean page on the calendar, and in real estate that matters because March always felt like a turning point. The days a little bit longer, the light feels different. Buyers who've been watching quietly through the winter start stepping forward. Sellers who've been thinking about it begin making decisions. Real estate follows momentum, and March is when that momentum begins to build. And right now, there are still good buys and still good inventory. In fact, buyers may find that sellers are a bit more agreeable to an offer. The winter has not been kind. Snow, cold, all this difficult weather made showings inconvenient. It slowed down properties coming onto the market, but it also creates an opportunity. Some homes that didn't get the attention they deserve simply because they were harder to see. And here's what happens next. Sellers who plan to list earlier are a bit behind because of the weather, and many of those properties will be hitting the market in the next few weeks. I mean, they couldn't get the house cleaned out, they couldn't get moved, they couldn't get it painted, all of those things because of the weather. So we're in a brief window right now where buyers still have some choices. Sellers are still motivated, the ones that are on the market, and new opportunities are just beginning to emerge. So timing matters. March is when the market begins to wake up. If you're thinking about buying a home, if you're thinking about selling a home, give me a call. Or if you're working with a real estate agent, give them a call. Start the conversation, because if you wait until, let's say you want to sell this summer, and you wait until 3 or 4 more months, you're going to be too late. It takes time to get on the market. It takes time to get your house ready. It takes time to do the advertising and get the word out. So again, you want to make sure your house is definitely ready when you are ready to put it on the market. So go ahead, call your real estate agent, call me if you got any questions, and let's talk about what it is you need. Wanted to tell you, I answered the phone yesterday, and somebody kind of, well, they complimented me. They went, "Wow, do you always answer your phone?" And I said, "Yeah, I do. My phone doesn't sit on a desk. It doesn't hide in a purse. It really just lives right here on my belt." Years ago, I made a simple decision that if someone reached out to me, I wanted to know. Not later, not when I happened to check, but right away. So my phone doesn't ring. It vibrates and it flashes, and a quiet signal that someone needs me. Even if I'm with a client, in a listing presentation, in a meeting, maybe even out with friends to dinner, I'm aware. I can feel the call, and the moment I'm free, I can respond. Technology has made this a bit more complicated lately with spam and scam and telemarketing calls filling the airways, but wearing my phone allows me to stay in control. The vibration and the light makes me not miss anything. I recognize the important numbers. I can return calls quickly, and I can acknowledge messages so people know they've been heard. Sometimes it's just a quick call back to answer a question. Sometimes it's just a short text to say, I received the contract, the showing is confirmed. That small act makes a difference, and there is one important tip I share with clients, agents, and friends. If I don't get back to you, it means I didn't get your message. The same goes for emails. The same goes for texts. Not that I ignored you. Not that I forgot. I didn't receive it. Technology's perfect. Calls fail. Emails disappear. Texts don't arrive. So if you don't hear back from me, please reach out again. You're not bothering me. You're helping me. And I promise I will do the same thing. If you call, if you text, if you send an email and you don't hear, I don't hear back from you, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to send you a gentle reminder. Did you get my message? Did you get my text? Did you get my email? It takes a little training to understand how someone works just so they can work well with you. And the people who know me, they understand that the simple truth, if I know, I respond, and that little phone on my belt makes sure that I know. So again, if you call me, you leave a message, you text me, you email me, I don't get back to you, please consider that I did not get it. And I would like to encourage the other agents to do the same thing when a client, when a buyer, when a seller, when another real estate agent is looking to have a question answered about a property they're showing. Acknowledge their phone call, acknowledge their text, acknowledge their email. That way we can keep this business running very smoothly. So again, answer my phone, answer your phone, return my text, I'll return yours, and that's the way real estate runs. This week, I also had the pleasure of meeting a young gal who was working and found out that I was in real estate, and her comment back to me is, oh, I'm going to get into real estate. I want to learn how to be a real estate agent. And I said, okay, let's talk about it. And I said, one thing though, please don't tell me you want to get into real estate because you love looking at pretty houses. She was quiet. She didn't say another word after that. She said to me, well, I know people that are in real estate and I know they are doing really, really well. I said, tell me about one. She says, well, I work for a company and my supervisor is a real estate agent. So wait a minute. I said, your supervisor works a 9-to-5 job and is also a real estate agent. Sure, that looks really easy. Wonder how many properties he sells in a year. If he's really doing so well and you're looking at him and thinking that he's doing well, why do you think he's still working that 9-to-5 job? if he was really doing well, he would be spending full time in real estate. From the outside, it really looks easy. It looks flexible. It's fun. She was a go-getter. She was smart. She was motivated. She was confident. People had told her she'd be a good fit. But I asked her a few more simple questions like, how many people do you know right now who are ready to buy a house? She started counting on her fingers. She got to five, and then I asked, how many are ready now? How many are qualified to buy? Not just somebody who wants to go look at houses. Her fingers slowly dropped to maybe one, and even that one wasn't realistic. Then we talked about income, or more accurately, no income. Do you have enough saved to live a year without a paycheck? Do you understand the commission splits, that the commission gets divided between the buyer's broker and the seller's broker, and that your broker then takes their share and the little bit that's left over is yours, but out of that comes your business expenses, your business cards, your signs, your licensing, your CE, continuing education, MLS fees, multiple listing service, lockboxes, advertising, gas, marketing. All of that has to be paid whether the income is coming in or not. And that first sale that you make that you know half goes to the other broker, your broker then gives you a portion depending on what your contract says. And out of that, if you have bills to pay, you pay from that small amount. And it usually is a small amount. The school, well, there's a lot of people who make money because in real estate, but they make money because you decide to become a real estate agent. The school makes money teaching you. The state makes money by licensing you. The broker collects fees. The multiple listing collects fees. The company selling your business cards, your signs, the coaching programs, the websites, the CRM systems, the advertising platform. Guess what? They all make money. The photographers make money. I mean, you've got to have your properties photographed if you have a listing. The sign companies, they make money. The marketing companies make money. Everyone is getting paid. Everyone, except maybe for that brand new agent who may not see a check for many, many months. I know someone who didn't see one for a year and couldn't stay in the business. And this young, very competent young lady said to me, no one ever told me that. No one ever told me that I would have to pay for that. They all just made it look like it's so much fun and they're, it's easy and I can do it. And they all said that I'd be really good at it. She said, but people don't see it's time spent with buyers who never buy, with sellers who never sell, weekends, evenings, learning contracts, solving problems, building trust, and building a business from nothing. And the truth is that some of those people encouraging you to join real estate may even receive an incentive or a bonus to recruit you. There's an entire industry built around selling tools, programs, promises, all to new agents. Buy this system, buy this course, buy this program, you'll be really successful. And then you have to stop and ask yourself, if those systems alone guaranteed the success, why are those people selling the systems instead of using the systems? So before she left, She asked my advice. What should she do? I told her, you know, if I haven't talked you out of becoming an agent, go ahead, get yourself licensed. You can do it at night school. Don't give up your day job. Go to night school, get your license, and then I'm going to finish this topic when we come back from the break. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. Call in number 410-922-6680.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HomeRome.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com.
Listen live or on demand. Download the WCBM mobile app from the App Store today. Win tickets and prizes. Text into the studio. Best of all, it's free. Stay connected wherever you go with the WCBM app from Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 99.9 FM in Harvard County. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. You're listening to Margaret Rome and All About Real Estate. And I was talking about getting into real estate and how it looks so easy and it's just showing pretty houses. So this lovely person that I was talking to, who already has a full-time job, has been encouraged by other people to go into real estate, and she asked my advice. My advice was, if I haven't talked you out of it already, go ahead, go ahead and get your real estate license. You can do it pretty quickly. You can even do it at night. It's set up so you can keep your main job and still go through the classes and learn everything you can possibly learn. Find a mentor. Find somebody that you like and somebody that you respect. Watch them. Listen to them. Learn to understand the business first. Keep your day job while you learn. Keep your real estate as, unless you can actually afford to be a real estate agent from the beginning, maybe if you're serious, borrow some money so that you have that money to start your career with. People say, well, how do you borrow, you know, why would I borrow money? I'm going to make a lot of money in real estate. Trust me, borrow some money or put some money away so that you've got funds to do your multiple listing and your advertising and pay your board dues and all of that stuff rather than just panicking that there's no money coming in. And real estate, just want to tell you, real estate is a wonderful career. It's given me a lifetime of opportunity and relationships that I treasure. It's not easy. It's not instant. And it's a lot more than just looking at pretty houses. It's building a business. And that, guys, takes time. So when you find this agent, this person that you want to mentor, see what you can do for that person. Ask them if they will let you put the lock boxes on. Ask them if they need keys made, you'll go do that. Ask them if they need to meet a buyer or picking up a contract someplace or something like that that you might need or sign writers if you need to go pick them up. See what you can do with that person that you admire and respect and like, and see if they will take you under their wing. Then I think you might have a good chance, if you still want to do this, to go ahead and become the real estate agent that you want to be. But please don't tell me the only reason that you want to go into real estate is because you love looking at pretty houses. That is not going to make your career. And it's interesting. I have a feeling that some people who are listening probably are taking these words to heart. I have counseled other agents. I don't discourage you from becoming an agent, but I do ask the hard questions, and I do talk about the things that you may really have no idea what's going on. Want to talk to a seasoned real estate agent. Talk to a broker. They're always looking for new agents. Just be careful that you don't buy into the fun, the beauty of looking at other houses, and just go into it with your eyes open. Since this is all about real estate, I better talk about some houses right now. I have a couple that are coming on the market. As I said, timing of getting them on the market has been delayed a bit because of the weather we've had. Homes that should have been on the market 2 weeks ago will be coming on now in maybe 2 weeks. I have a rancher in the 21208 zip code that is 3 bedrooms, 2.5 baths with a finished basement and a 1-car garage and cathedral ceilings throughout that first level. So a rancher, no steps, patio in the backyard, set on a level lot, and it has gas heat and central air. It even has a generator. That should be on the market, as I say, probably in the next 2 weeks. We're a little late on that. I have another one that we're not sure when it's going on the market or how. Last week I mentioned that I was going on a listing appointment and that possibly if they made a decision, I would talk to you about it today. But they haven't made the decision. I asked them my two very strong questions that they have to answer with a positive answer. And one is, are you both 100% sure that you want to sell the house? And they both said yes. And then one backed up and said, well, I'm not 100% sure. And then we went into questions like, if you sell, where are you going to go? Do you have that place picked out? What happens if I had a buyer today and they wanted your house in 2, 3, 4 weeks? What would you do? And of course, I said, what would you do other than panic? So my point is that you just don't go in, sign up somebody to sell their house without having a plan for them. Where are they going? What are they going to do? What's the next house? There's lots and lots of questions. I know I've heard agents say that I've never taken more than 20 minutes on a listing appointment, or I do all of my questions and fill out the forms online without even going to the house. Really, how can you service a seller when you haven't seen the house, when you don't know what their needs are, when you don't know what their bottom line is? Takes a little bit more than that, but there are a million different ways to do real estate. There are a million different real estate agents, it seems, that do it their way. As long as it's legal, go for it. But there are different ways. Some work completely different than others. Let me talk about a couple more homes that I have. I have a home in the 7 Mile Lane, on 7 Mile Lane. It is a large home, 4 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, on a almost half an acre lot, very private in the northwest section. It's got a main living room, dining room, another room on the first floor with a fireplace that could be a den. It could also be a first floor bedroom because it backs up to, on the other side of the wall, is a half bath and is the laundry room. So you could make another primary bedroom there by enlarging the half bath that's there now, and you would have another first floor master, first floor primary suite, and this might be what you need. This is also a home that you could live in it right now. It's also a home if you need a much bigger home. If you wanted, you know, a 5, 6, 7, 8 bedroom house, this property would handle it. You can make a 2-level addition on the back. You can make even a 2-car garage and a level above it. There's room on the land to do that. If you need that, there are homes in the area that they have done. You drive around that Smith Avenue, 7 Mile Lane, you will see there are homes that have been torn down, small homes, and McMansions have gone up on these tiny lots. There is a desire to live in this area. This is a good possibility if you're looking to either live in a 4-bedroom colonial or to enlarge a 4-bedroom colonial. Be in the right location, and if you're interested, if you're working with a real estate agent, please give me a call. Let's talk about it. You can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400. Another really, really good buy that I have is, we talked about, now is the time to be buying condos and co-ops. there are units on the market that have been on a market for a while that the owners are anxious. This is a time that if you've ever wanted or thinking about living in a condo or a co-op, this is the time to get that bargain place, because maybe next year, maybe 2 years, you're going to be saying, I could have bought that. I could have had a 3-bedroom co-op with 2 bathrooms, laundry, a balcony, all for under $150,000. That's unheard of. If you're interested in a condo or a co-op, give me a call. Let's see if we can find the right one for you. Let's see. Maybe you've got a home to sell before you can do that. Let's talk about it, because we have a good inventory on properties right now. If you've got any questions about buying, about selling, please give me a call. We are going to step out. We're going to take a break. If you want to talk to us, 410-922-6680.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. Listen up. If you're shopping for home appliances, you've got to check out Town Appliance on Reisterstown Road, Owings Mills. We're talking Whirlpool, JennAir, KitchenAid, Maytag, more than 70 top brands under one roof. The showroom's stunning. I walked in and my jaw dropped. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, you'll see they're super knowledgeable and make the whole process so easy. Open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, and Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Visit townappliance.com, but trust me, go see the showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for home appliances.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back, Margaret Rome. If any of you are out there listening and thinking about getting into real estate, give me a call. Maybe I can guide you where to go. You can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400. I want to tell you about a showing yesterday that, why, again, telling you that real estate is not always that easy. So sometimes a showing can take 2 hours. What? 2 hours. And that's not a problem. That's gold. At one of my very special listings, which I think of as a magical cottage, a buyer arrived on time with their agent at the appointed time of 1 o'clock and didn't leave till after 3. That was not a problem. That was not a hesitation. That was education. Every single room was explored. Every question was answered and asked and answered. Every possibility considered. I was able to truly explain the house, the upgrades that had been made to the house. There were drawings of the house over the many, many years that we went through. This is the house without the kitchen appliances, and they were very excited that they could choose their own appliances, their own counters, their own cabinets, and I showed them a view of a drawing of what the kitchen would look like, how it would fit the space. I don't believe ever that a buyer should be rushed into a decision on the first visit. And I'm saying that even when there's competing offers, rushing into something as big as making a lifetime or a very long time decision and how it's going to affect you and your family shouldn't be done lightly. Now, some people, yes, they can walk into a house, they can see a house, they can know it's the right house. Heck, I've seen people that have done it without even being in town and buying from the description or from a FaceTime, that kind of thing. And sometimes they make that decision 1, 2, 3. Not everyone, but others need time to think about it, to imagine it, to come back again and again. And this is especially true if you've got a house that's not your typical cookie cutter house. The buyer is looking for more than just a house. They really are looking for a home. So neither one of those buyers are wrong, but the key is having an agent who knows the buyer, who knows how the buyer works. If you don't feel you've got the patience enough to service that buyer who takes a lot of time, maybe that's not a client that you should take on. And you should be able to gain enough information about your buyer to recognize what they like, or when they see something they like, maybe you might see a problem, a potential defect, that you can actually share that with the buyer. Let's get this checked out. We've talked about that before. But not every agent is willing to spend a couple of hours showing one property. It really is a time of investment, of certainty, and I don't know about you guys, but I would not want to be rushed into buying something as important as a house. Even when the market is really hot, even when they're saying, oh, we've got two more offers on it, don't get forced into making an offer because there's pressure on you. There will always be another home. And I really think that taking that time, that you're investing time into that buyer, that buyer's investing time to find the right house. And when a buyer takes the time to truly understand a home, they don't just make an offer. They go on a heartwarming journey that leads to a life-changing decisions. Now, some people look at a house and say, what's the big deal? It's rooms, it's floors, it's ceilings. It's just a place to live. There's no emotional attachment, but there are other people who there is. And for them, it's about fulfilling a dream, discovering the joy of living in what they feel like is the perfect space. The right buyer finds a home that actually speaks to them. They're starting an exciting journey toward a beautiful new beginning. Now, of course, if all buyers took a year to find a house and took a couple of hours with each property, I think Any real estate agent is not going to be able to handle that. You really do need to know how to narrow those properties down, know who the buyers are, know how they work, and be able to accommodate them. And as I said before, if you don't have time, when you hear, many times I'll hear an agent say, oh, they're so picky, they're never going to find a home. I've already shown them 3 homes. I've already shown them 100 homes. They can't make a decision. They probably are not the right fit for each other. You need somebody who can actually see what you want, that you can explain what you want, and that you can move forward to. When you make that decision, you feel really, really good about it. I don't think there's anything worse than purchasing a home, realizing you did it too quickly, realizing that you compromised, realizing that you're probably stuck for a while because you can't just buy that house and move in and be able to sell it right away and move on, unless you've got unlimited funds. So again, when you are looking for a house, as special as a home is that you're looking for, make sure that you've got an agent that understands who you are. Don't just choose an agent because they're related to you. Don't just choose an agent because they sent you a flyer. Don't just choose an agent because you heard them on the radio. Just be careful. Interview. Make sure that you have the right fit there. This is a big, big decision. And I know some of the agents are going to say, just get out there and sell some houses. You want to see houses? Go show them houses. But again, the right buyer needs to find the home that speaks to them. And what I really, really love after all of these years is when I see one of my former clients, whether it's 10, 15, 30 years ago, and they tell me how much they still love the house and how many houses they had to see and how patient I was. And what I want to hear is they truly feel that the home that they bought is the best house in the world. And I have sellers like that, and that's what you want. Now, you know, if you're moving to town and you need a house for a year or two, that's not what we're talking about. We are talking about taking a break right now. This is All About Real Estate. This is Margaret Rome, and you can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
Previously on Casey and Company.
Whether it's at the state level of the Maryland GOP, whether it's the Baltimore County Council, we need fresh blood. We need people who want to be whatever kind of Republican you want, but be an opposition party. We need people that are going to fight back against the Democrats. In this state right now, we have controlled opposition. Not true opposition, not real opposition, but controlled opposition.
Start your morning with Maryland's Wake Up Call. Casey and Company, weekday mornings at 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rowe on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. Again, this is All About Real Estate. This is Margaret Rome. We've been talking about lots of, you know, whether to get into real estate, how some people can take 2 hours to look at a house, all kinds of things like that. If you've got questions, give me a call after the show, 410-530-2400. Most of you who are listening to me know that what I really enjoy are the unusual homes, not the cookie cutter homes, the ones that have personalities, the ones that speak to you, the ones that you don't have to say, well, I got to check with mom and dad and see if they like this house, because they're probably not. They are going to want you to be in something more traditional. And one of the style homes that I really enjoy is the what we call MCM homes, the mid-century modern. And over the years, I've sold many different and unique kinds of homes. I've sold colonials, cottages, condos, farms, historic properties, farms. I just mentioned farms. Each one of them has a story. Homes stay with me long after the sale. And it's not because of the size. It's not because of the price. It's because of how I felt about that property. These homes, frequently, the ones that I get really attached to are homes that are creative, homes that showcase the artist, showcase unusual features. And as I say, one of my favorite kind of homes is the mid-century modern homes. They were designed with intention. They believe that a home should serve the people who live in it, not overwhelm them. A home that doesn't distract them. A home that supports daily life just in a calm, meaningful way. And frequently, these homes feature very durable materials like stone, like wide expanses of glass, like open floor plans that lets light flow freely through the day. These homes connect the indoors with the outdoors in a way that feels just natural, and that home was meant to be there. And the buyers who are drawn to these homes are not just buying square footage. They're responding to something much deeper, a sense of balance, a sense of authenticity. I just said that wrong. That aren't alike, a sense of permanence. Here's one example of something that you might find in a mid-century modern home. Have you heard of the Wassily chair? It's leather. It is made of steel tubing. It is a modern design icon. It is a minimalist design, and it is something that you recognize instantly. It like the mid-century modern homes, this chair, this Wassily chair, which has other names like the Breuer chair, etc., is celebrated for timeless appeal. It has influenced furniture design for many, many years. And interesting that we still call it modern because the chair was designed 100 years ago. How can something designed 100 years ago still be so modern? If you live in a mid-century modern, if you'd like to live in a mid-century modern, if you've bought or sold one, I'd love to hear what your favorite features are. And if you'd like to share some photos with me, that would be great. Again, you can call me after the show at 410-530-2400. If you've got a mid-century modern for sale, I've got buyers waiting for that. We are at the time to say goodbye for this March 1st day. See you next week. Again, you can reach me after the show,
480 WCBM.
Baltimore.